produce asphalt concrete, or maybe to produce Portland cement concrete, blending it with other products. But in other words, to say that these options are available to the governing body for any or all of them.
So you're really talking about a gravel operation in most cases here?
That's the only real thing that I'm concerned about on behalf of the people that I represent. They may say, you know, the County Planning Commission may say, well, we don't want to have an asphalt batch plant there, but we will allow the rock to be taken out, crushed, and stockpiled. But at least identify to that extent the variables that are available to the governing body.
Representative Priestley?
He's not here, but I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Bradbury!
Thank you. This would be an amendment to existing law in terms of what is allowed in an exclusive farm use zone.
Yes. Right now, what's on page 4, the line he wants to add or clarify?
Listen, excuse me, Madam Chair. The Representative Bradbury, if you look at lines 15, 16, and 17, I don't see much substantive change in the wording that is being suggested in lieu of wording in the existing statutes. Maybe somebody else would see it a little differently. And that's why I phrased that in the way that I phrased it.
Mm-hmm. Representative Hill?
With this, the term in line 16, reasonable standards, which is replacing the approval of the governing body, or its designate, does that change the burden of proof as to what's reasonable or not? It sounds like a language that's fairly general rather than specific.
Representative Hill, I'm not really a proponent of this measure. I don't know what that's intended to mean.
Okay.
I would not interpret it that way. I would think it would be the legislature saying that the governing body is to adopt reasonable standards.
And another question, Madam
Chair? Representative Hill.
What are examples? Could you list what might be processing to blend the resource with other materials? There's the asphalt plant, Portland cement plant, could be crushing. Is there anything else that would fall?
I can't think of anything else just offhand. Maybe somebody else can, but I can't.
Okay. We have caucus at 4, so let's be back promptly after a 5-minute break. Come back to order. On page 2, line 2, we got through a few words of that. We have to make a decision on whether we want an income test or not. Representative Troop?
Madam Chair, I think that the language that's in sub B on page 2 is good language and should be retained. I would further like to add that we include some language that would allow counties to use the average gross income data that was suggested by Washington County that's contained in Oregon State University Extension Service information.
So leaving the language as is, adding we have already added in all of that, so.
We have?
Yes, the
number
other day on a motion.
Number 3 on your list.
Is there anything else?
Let's see, we also added the 10,000 for forest operation.
We have not taken action on the income test, so you would have to move that as an amendment, Representative
Troop.
Yeah,
I'll move that.
Representative Troop moves that we leave the language as is, and including that a $10,000 income. A forest operation that is capable of producing 10,000 a year's average over the growth cycle.
Oh, see, this is in line 2. You're going to change 20 to 10?
No. You leave 20 for farm operation and add 10 for a forest operation.
Does it have to be within the growing cycle so that they can't take it?
Averaged over the growth cycle.
Averaged over the growth cycle. So they can't get, just cut it in 2 years and meet the standard, huh?
Right.
There it is.
Any discussion? Let me tell you what the amendment is. That we leave the income test in and add to that $20,000 a forest operation that is capable of producing 10,000 a year average over the growth cycle. Any discussion?
At least it's understandable. But it is the added part anyway.
Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Bradbury?
Aye.
Representative Hill?
Aye.
Representative Parkinson?
No.
Representative Priestley?
Aye.
Representative Trahern?
No.
Representative Troop?
Aye.
Representative Van Leeuwen? Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative Bradbury?
Are you voted?
I'm sorry, I got too far down my list. Chair Hooley?
Aye.
I wouldn't mind two votes around here, but...
And you got your opportunity and you blew it. Motion passes. Next, on page 2, task force amendment number 1, on looking at the contiguous ownerships, which is currently in the bill, using 100 acres or 50% is composed of contiguous ownerships. There was some agreement, at least with Mr. Niebaum and Mr. Foltz, Mr. McPherson, and Mr. Benner, that you use a fourth mile perimeter as opposed to an acreage size. Any discussion of that?
Madam Chair.
Representative Troop.
I'd move 320 to take the place of 100 and would prefer to go with that area size rather than what I think is a more complex and less understandable procedure.
You would go with not the perimeter, but you would go with the what's in the bill right now, but using 320 acres.
Yes, and leaving the 50%.
Representative Troop moves that we go with 320 acres and leave 50%. On line 5, you change 100 to 320. Any further discussion?
Madam Chairperson.
Representative Priestley.
My hunch is that the quarter mile perimeter is a larger area. Is that not right?
It can be. It depends on the size of the lot. If you're looking at a person that comes in with 40 acres, it can be larger. If you're looking at a person with 10 acres, it can be smaller. So it would be flexible. The acreage in that included in that would be flexible. Depending on the size lot you're looking at.
What were the comments of the man from Washington County as to their 100 acres? What effects will this have on there? What was the conclusion?
Yeah.
Includes everything on the map.
320 is acceptable.
It seems to me we're looking at, I think, we are looking at either doing a contiguous ownership, which is what Representative Troop has asked in his motion, or we can go with, on the parcelization test, we can go with a perimeter of a quarter mile. Representative Hill?
I believe that the quarter mile test would offer a more fair picture of what the average parcel characteristics are in an area. The contiguous test could be artificially constructed to be extremely long simply because that's where the small parcels lie. There's nothing in here to say it has to be all the parcels surrounding the one at issue in the contiguous test. They just have to be contiguous. They could be 1 acre wide and 360 acres long if that suited the purpose of the owner.
Beth?
The way this bill was worded originally, where it says contiguous ownerships, that did not mean that 50% of them had to be strung out touching one another. It meant that, is my understanding, am I correct, Dick? Okay. So that has been read incorrectly there. When the word contiguous is used, what they meant is you define one lot or parcel in terms of it cannot be owned by the same person, a relative, blah, 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 as described on page 3. So disregard contiguous if you are thinking of it in terms of lots adjacent.
Well, what does contiguous mean then, there?
It depends on if you use it as a term of art here, meaning that they are just touching one another, or if you use it as it's defined on page 3. Now they are using, all this means in lines 5 through 7 is that 50% of the lots have to be parcels 20 acres smaller in size, and that you cannot count as separate lots those lots that are owned by the same person, a brother to that person, a sister, or whatever. Nothing of this has anything to do with those lots having to be adjacent to one another.
Hmm.
No. 50% of the lots, Elizabeth, don't have to be adjacent. Those 50% that are the right acreage do not have to be adjacent.
Like the ones owned by the people.
Yes, in order to determine the calculation due. I wasn't getting into that.
That's included in this language? Checkerboarding, Madam Chair?
What?
The question of checkerboarding, then, is included in this language?
Well, Dick or Elizabeth, would someone come up and draw the difference on the board, please? Because I certainly read this as differently, and if you're going to have language, I guess it's something we should all agree on what the language means. And the question I think came up on this one test of contiguous is gerrymandering.
The issue is, what does contiguous mean? How is it to be used?
Yes, as defined as
contiguous ownerships.
It says, located in an area of not less than 100 acres, of which at least 50% is composed of contiguous ownerships that are 20 acres or less in size. And then on the next page, you have contiguous means lots, parcels are lots and parcels that have common boundary, including but not limited to lots, parcels are lots and parcels separated only by.
If you assume for a moment that, let's say we're talking about a 320-acre area.
Right.
And here we have a group of ownerships that are relatively small, say 10 acres.
Uh-huh.
And they're separated. There's another cluster of small ownerships.
Uh-huh.
They're separated by a large piece, 60 or 80 acres.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This can qualify. These do not have to be contiguous to one another. They can be separated by a large parcel. The purpose of the intended use of the word contiguous was as follows. When you're computing how many of these little ownerships are on 20 acres or smaller, if Jones owns this 15 and Jones owns this 15, that's one 30-acre ownership. So when you're computing how much of this is composed of part of ownerships 20 acres or smaller, you'd have to exclude it because it's a 30-acre ownership. The use of the word contiguous there was not intended to mean that all of the small ownerships have to be in one clump.
Well, I guess you say that was not the intended use, but where in the bill does it say that was not the intended use? Because you go online on page 3 and it defines contiguous means lots, parcels, or lots and parcels that have a common boundary, including but not limited to lots, parcels, and parcels separated only by an alley, street, or other right-of-way except a four-lane highway.
Elizabeth. Madam Chairperson, I think the sentence doesn't say what it was intended to say, and what I think it intended to say was, let me get it here, of which at least 50% is composed of lots or parcels that are 20 acres or less in size. Then elsewhere, I would put in a sentence that said something along the lines, for the purposes of that particular sentence, lots or parcels means, and would do the same thing as is on page lot page 3, beginning with line 2, where it says only one lot or parcel exists if, and I would use the criteria that's in B, owned by the same person, relative, spouse, or however it's going to be defined. So that you can basically ignore what the language is right now, because it doesn't read right.
Madam Chair, Richard Benner, we talked about that word at our first meeting of all those folks who were involved, and thought that that would be, take out contiguous there, because it is confusing about collecting the small parcels there and treat it in the way that Beth has suggested.
That you just take out the word contiguous.
That's right.
And substitute for ownership lots or parcels.
Representative Parkinson.
Somewhere in here, are we going to be addressing the blood relative thing? Like the little 15-acre things?
Yeah.
I just don't.
If we get past this, we can address that, but we need to get through this page.
Representative Parkinson. With regard to the lot of record provision, which is at the bottom of page 2, where we aren't yet, the proposal submitted by Agriculture for Oregon would eliminate contiguousness or contiguity for purposes of determining whether a dwelling could go on a lot of record. So that would not, the blood relative issue would not come in. The lot of record on marginal lands would be purely open. The only, as if this amendment were taken and you go into the parcelization and lots or parcels is left in there, contiguous lots would be of significance only to the definition of marginal lands, not to whether or not once you were marginal you could build a dwelling.
But you could take out the word contiguous, period.
Yes.
Right. Chairman, just to get back what I thought was the original question, I think it was put by Representative Hill. The difference between the 320 acres and the quarter mile is whether or not that 320-acre blob can be distorted in a number of different directions to include qualifying or non-qualifying parcels versus the idea of any particular property being judged on the basis of what's going on within a quarter mile radius. And I think this wording that you have in here, the motion that's on the floor, does not require that 320 acres be centered on the parcel. It allows it to be distorted like a rubber band in any direction.
You mean the current language in the bill?
That's right. Okay. I refer to it.
The quarter mile test would
center,
be very objective in what parcels are included in determining whether it meets the test or not.
That's my position.
Any further discussion? Representative Troop has moved that on line 5 we change the 100 to 320. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Hill?
No.
Representative Parkinson?
What did you say? I think I'll vote for it. Aye.
Representative Priestley?
No.
Representative Trahern? Representative Truth?
Aye.
Representative Van Leeuwen?
Madam Chair, I had to be in another committee while you were doing this, and I don't have the complete motion.
That's fine. On page 2, line 5, using the current language, which deals with an area that is 320 acres that have 50% of the ownership in 20 acres or less, Representative Troop has moved that it go to 320 instead of the current 100. And I think what we probably should have done before that is decide whether we want to go to the quarter acre perimeter or go to the language here and then decide in the acreage. But we didn't do it that way. So the question is, do you want to change the 100 to 320 acres? That's a question.
No.
Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative Bradbury?
Aye.
Chair Hooley?
Madam Chair, I'd like to change my vote to aye.
Madam Chair, I'll change mine to no. How did Madam Chair vote?
I haven't yet.
Well, you were going to hit the thing. I thought maybe.
No, my vote is no, and I'm trying to see what the vote count is. We have Hill to no.
3-5.
Clerk, could you give me a vote count on this, please?
Before the changes, 3 ayes and 5 noes.
Same after the changes.
Still the same.
Same after.
Who are the ayes, please?
Bradbury, Parkinson, and Troop.
Bradbury, Parkinson, and Troop, so it would remain 3 when they changed it. Okay. Vote no. Motion fails. Representative Priestley?
I was going to suggest we go with the land may be designated as marginal if within a minimum of 1,320 feet from the perimeter of the proposed marginal land.
Is that the same as a quarter acre?
Quarter of a mile. Yeah.
I mean, a quarter of a mile?
I don't know if there's any advantage in that or not.
Probably not.
No, I'd be facetious. Quarter of a mile.
From the perimeter of the proposed marginal land, so you would have a variable acreage there.
Madam Chair, can we take any perimeter we want?
Well, you would take a piece of land, for example. Do you want to go up there, Gordon, or someone up on the board? Russ? Do you want to describe how that
works? We're dealing with a legislative proposal on a large tract of land.
Bill.
You would draw a line around it a quarter of a mile and do your computations within that boundary. If an individual property owner was applying for marginal land, you would take the quarter mile around that piece and make the determination on that parcel.
It's a minimum of 160 acres if
the way it reads.
If the partial you're measuring is 0.
Right. That's correct. What would be a minimum if you put a pin in the middle of that piece of land, so you were looking at a 0 acreage, it would be a minimum of 160 acres around it. If you do, depending on the size of the land, would depend, the acreage would vary depending on the lot that you're looking at. Correct?
Right.
Madam Chair?
Representative Parkinson?
My mind wandered a little bit. The county governing body could, by its own motion, designate 320 acres of margin.
Yes, you can develop, like Washington County, you can take one of those yellow areas and identify that as your proposed area. All this is saying is that for the purposes of calculation, you also have to include the area within a quarter mile of that. If you found that by including those areas, you were not qualifying the area as marginal lands, then you pull back the boundary and recompute it until you get to the point where it does qualify.
Yeah, wait. I thought I understood, Madam Chair. Now I still.
Madam Chair, another question. Same line. For purposes of computing then you could use the same property several different times possibly. You could just move out another 10 acres and recompute in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it on a parcel by parcel basis, those circles will overlap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Representative Hill.
How could this be done legislatively? Only if every parcel within the territory you're dealing with meets both tests. Is that correct? They have to, every parcel has to meet both tests.
You could have some that are not under 20,000 that are class 6 soil. You could have some that are there because of the small parcelization test and under the 20,000. But any combination of those could constitute your perimeter boundary.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
How could a county governing body do it by their own action, they wouldn't have access to the income figures, would they?
When you make a legislative change, you normally notify the property owners of your intent, or they come to you and request that you initiate that change. So they have an interest in providing that information if they want to be designated as marginal land.
Okay.
Beth?
For those of Dick and Russ, you've got in front of you the task force proposed amendment number one. On line two, I wrote 1/4 mile from the perimeter of the proposed marginal land. However, I'm wondering if what we decided was 1/4 mile from the perimeter of the land containing the proposed marginal land. And I don't know if we discussed it, which, if we have a parcel and within that parcel somebody wants to designate 40 acres as marginal land, do we go 1/4 mile from that 40 acres or 1/4 mile around the entire property? See what I mean?
The concept this morning was 1/4 mile around the portion that's proposed to be designated.
So if a person had a 100-acre farm and they wanted to designate 40 of those acres as marginal, you would go around that 40 acres. That's correct. Okay, we want that clear for the record so we know.
Clear, correct, here.
So it is written correctly as it stands.
Yes. As opposed to going around his whole 100 acres, you would go around just the 40. Representative Hill.
1/4 mile is approximately 40 acres wide. 1/4 mile.
Yeah.
40 acres square, right?
1/4 mile by 1/4 mile
is 40 acres.
40 acres.
Okay, so it'd be 40 acres out from each boundary.
If it was not a radius and it was square, you're dealing with 160.
So we wouldn't have, so if we had a little, if we had the rocky outcrop in the middle of the cow pasture, and the cow pasture...
They're still talking about 160 acres, Representative.
Right, but it could end up, if that pasture was large enough, there wouldn't be any small parcels near enough so that rocky outcrop could be used for anything.
No, but you could then use the lands test, and I think we have to remember that it's an either or.
This is not for small parcelization.
Through.
This is for the Washington County situation.
Yes.
You have to have both.
Okay, let's say it's a rock outcropping, and it doesn't, in the center of this big farm, but it's been part of the managed farm. It had over $20,000, so it's out. Right?
Yes.
You always come up zero almost, it seems like to me.
No, our vote was if it was a contribution to, and if that wasn't a contribution to, then they could get it marginal lands. Dick.
Richard Benner. Representative Priestley, again, if you're talking about the rock outcropping that's maybe 5 or 15 acres in the middle or on the side of an existing producing farm, the marginal lands bill is not aimed at that situation. There's already a process for taking, for remedying that situation, and that is the non-farm dwelling criteria in 215, 213, sub 3, assuming that's zoned EFU. That farmer can come into the Marion County Planning Department and say that I have 20 acres of my farm that are not good for farming, they're class 6 soil, and they're rocky or whatever, and propose creating a parcel or just putting a non-farm dwelling on that part. And as long as they meet the criteria, which basically are that the land's unsuitable for farm use, and it would be, it's class 6 soil, and it won't interfere with farming practices nearby, then he can build a non-farm dwelling on it. The marginal lands bill is really not aimed at that situation.
Representative Hill.
Thanks for pointing that out, because I'd forgotten that too. Okay, the proposed amendment says a minimum of 1/4 mile. So it can be expanded beyond 1/4 mile. It could be expanded to 1 mile or 2 miles or 5 miles. Or
yes, as a matter of fact, it can be.
Let's see, what if there's no parcelization surrounding this 40 acres for 1.5 miles? And then you want to get a marginal, so you just expand it to 5 miles, and you include some urban areas on the fringes of the city.
Well, first of all, Representative Hill, you cannot include those areas in the urban growth boundary.
Okay.
And as you get larger, you're going to have to get more parcel, more small lots, because, I mean, if you go out to 1,000 acres, then you've got to have 500 of those acres in 20 acres or less. So, I mean, as you expand, that 50% also grows and it gets more difficult to do. So, I mean, I don't think that's a problem, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Okay, we have before us, do I have Representative Priestley move that we go with what the task force recommended, that we do it within a quarter mile perimeter? We will make that decision, and then we have to go whether 50% of the land should be parcels of 20 acres or less, or 60% of the land, which is what the task force could not make a decision on.
Or this one could be 200.
Madam Chair, a question.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
How does the 100 acres that we just voted on fit in?
That section would be gone. That's nullified. That section would be gone if we use, this would be a new way to use a parcelization test. And I think we have to remember all throughout this, most counties...